The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me today, my producer is Joe. How you doing, Joe?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. You beating the heat?
Yeah, a little bit. Staying inside. I didn't venture out much this weekend.
Well, I golf both. Rarely do I get to golf two times in a weekend, but I did this weekend. It was pretty warm.
Yeah.
Pretty rough, but I'm glad to get out there anyway. So glad to see things are going so well out in the Middle East.
Yeah, they're getting it done as best as they can.
Yeah.
I use the term loosely, but
you expect terrorist groups like Hezbollah to kill innocent civilians. You would hope that regular governments would not. And I really condemn Israel for what they're doing, bombing innocent women and children in Lebanon. I think it's absolutely outrageous. Of course, we've done the same thing. We, the American government, has done the same thing. And I think it's outrageous. I think when you lower yourself to the tactics of your enemy, you become them. And you lose any moral high ground that you're trying to obtain. But as I said before, I think the Middle East is we just make it worse. But it's not going to get any better as long as people in the Middle East consider that they want to tie religion and government together. Until they become secularized, it just isn't going to happen. All right, let's go on to the stupid regulation of the week. This is a really bad one. Evidently, this alderman of Chicago, Gene Schulter, is proposing a citywide animal ordinance to replace the current one, and then the new one would require that all dogs would have microchips on them so that they could be tracked. I figure, first it's dogs, and then, not too longer, it's going to be people, too. What's the point here, folks? Here's Mr. Schulter's quote. There are many issues out there, so that when we do leave a dog in an environment in the trust of others, we want to make sure that they're well taken care of. In other words, they want Big Brother watching you watch your dogs. And again, that's bad enough, and it's outrageous, and I certainly, it's another reason not to live in Chicago. But I think that's, if that's true for dogs, why isn't it true for children, too? Why shouldn't all children be tagged with microchips and make sure that we monitor the parents and how they're treating their children? I'd love to hear your opinion on that. But actually, that has to be quick because we do have a guest today, Heather Wilhelm of Americans for Limited Government. They're going to have a conference coming up in mid-August, so we're going to be talking about that. 847-931-1410. If you have a quick comment on either the stupid regulation of the week or the Middle East, I'll welcome it, and then we'll move on. And I think we do have somebody here. Okay. We have, who is this?
Yeah, Hugh on the line.
Okay. Hugh. How you doing, Hugh? Oh, you don't have him on. There we go. Now we got him on.
Hello there.
Hi.
Yes, I think the stupid regulation of the week is not stupid at all.
Okay.
We breed dogs, and all of our dogs and puppies have microchips on. One of the big reasons is they can't talk and tell you who they are and who they belong to. If the dog gets lost, the microchip is their identification to get them back to their original owner.
Mm-hmm. You may have misunderstood my point. Maybe I didn't make it clear. What if you want to have your own choice to put microchips on your dog? That's fine. As a free American citizen, Hugh, I think you have every right to do it. Do you think that should be something the government mandates?
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, then why not for children, too?
Well, I just said the dogs can't talk and tell you who they belong
children,
to.
Children don't can't talk to you either until they're, what, two or three or whatever?
Well, they don't run away.
They can get kidnapped?
Dogs, well, sure, they can get kidnapped. It would be nice if they had some type of identification. I wouldn't.
So you think paternal daddy government should force owners, because they don't know better for themselves how to treat their own animals, if the government should tell them how they're supposed to deal with their own animals. That's what you're telling me.
Well,
in the audience.
When a dog gets its license, it should have a microchip in it too.
Well, you're avoiding my question. You really think that's a legitimate function of government to tell animal owners, because they're too stupid for themselves to know how to treat their own animals, that government's got to mandate how to treat them. Why not have the government mandate everything we do in our lives then, Hugh? Do you believe in freedom, by the way?
It's not how the dogs, people treat their dogs. The microchip is not a treatment for a dog. The microchip is a safety feature for a dog.
No, the point is that you don't think people are either smart enough or responsible enough to put, since you think chips are a good idea, you don't think it's just good enough for you to make your own choice. You want to force everybody else to do that through government mandate. So that assumes that you think they're either too stupid or irresponsible to think the way you do.
Well, irresponsible, yes.
So here comes the paternalism. So you don't really believe in freedom for others. You'd be fine yourself, but you got to make sure you control how other people behave.
Well, if they have one of our dogs, we control it because all of our puppies.
That's fine. As a free American citizen who owns your own breeding company or whatever, you have the right to do that, Hugh, but don't mandate everybody else do it.
Well, I'm
not in America. If you live there, that's something the Nazi Germany or Soviet Union you'd be fine with, or socialist Europe, but not in America. This America's supposed to be different, Hugh. We're supposed to have individual rights and make our own determination as long as we're not harming somebody else.
Well, you're actively harming animals who can't find their own way home.
That's your own opinion. What if I know how to control my dog so that he doesn't get lost? That's a good response. Thank you. Appreciate your call.
All right.
Now, I guess he really didn't have anything to say to that, did he? Except a little snickering laugh.
It really seems like a whole Big Brother thing. It shouldn't be a law. If you want to do it, to find your dog, do it.
Absolutely.
They shouldn't make it a law for everyone to do it.
All right. We got who else we got? Oh, jeez. We've opened up a can of whatever. Who do we got here? Do we just... okay. Who's this?
Morning, Ken. This is Mike from Sycamore.
Hi, Mike.
Two quick things. First on the Lebanon situation.
Yep.
If Hezbollah was not hiding in amongst the population, you know, it's kind of hard to pick them off when they're hiding in a school full of children. So, I mean, they're bringing it in on themselves.
Whoa, Mike. So you actually think that because they're hiding amongst school children, that the school children, that Israel has the right to kill the school children?
Did I say they had the right to kill?
I don't know. That's what it sounds like.
Well, I spent 7 years in the United States Marine Corps. Let me explain something to you. When somebody is shooting at you and launching rockets at you, and your mission is to kill that enemy, you have to pursue him wherever he goes. So Hezbollah intentionally, let me say that again, intentionally hides amongst women and children, knowing full well that the military force pursuing them will have to make the choice. Either continue to engage and destroy Hezbollah, or to break off the attack, allowing Hezbollah to escape and regroup and come back and attack again. So the Lebanese people who have been sympathetic in harboring these guys, I'm sorry, but, you know, if you're going to let them come in there, then don't get so mad at the Israelis who are getting their city shelled on a daily basis from these people.
So you do support what amounts to, if Hezbollah is holding kidnappers, you support killing the people who are kidnapped just in order to kill the kidnappers. That's what you're telling me.
Since the day war began, there have been innocent civilians killed throughout history.
Yeah, but
cities have been surrounded and burnt to the ground.
The moral view of most human beings has been was laid down by Sir Thomas More, I believe, back in the 12th or 13th century, if war must be engaged, a lot of things have to be followed, but one of the main things is that you you make every absolute effort so that you do not kill innocent civilians.
And yes. I believe the Israelis have been dropping flyers and announcing with loudspeakers before they came into any village to get out that there would be an attack and that they should leave the area. And I understand a lot of these people are poor and they can't get out. But a perfect example, a UN bunker that got bombed last week, the Canadian major that was stationed there sent an email back to his command saying Hezbollah had set up rocket positions and was coming in and through the bunker on a regular basis, using it as a communication center to direct fire against the Israelis. So are the Israelis supposed to sit there and be picked off like ducks because Hezbollah chose to go into an area and hide behind women and children, knowing full well that civilized world would get upset at the Israelis? But who's condemning
the Israel has lost the moral high ground, Mike. I'm sorry. It cannot be justified.
Well,
and if it was your child, maybe you didn't get the notice or something. If it was your child who was killed, I think you'd feel a lot differently.
I would be upset, but on the reverse side, you know, like I said, look through history. We firebombed how many cities in World War II?
And that was outrageous. And a lot of it, the Dresden bombing was outrageous, and the bombing of Japan was even more outrageous.
Exactly, and it has gone on for centuries. So this
doesn't make it right.
New.
It doesn't make it right, Mike.
Well, we both can agree there's a lot of things that ain't right. And a perfect example is, we'll shift real quick. Did you go see the Aaron Russo movie this weekend?
I saw the preview, and I hope everybody sees it. It's in Schaumburg, it's in Warrenville right now, and a few other places in the Chicago area.
Okay.
America, freedom to fascism.
Well, I went and the place was packed, and trust me, when people walked out of there, they were shocked and astounded at what they saw.
Where did you see it, Mike?
I saw it twice down at the AMC theater there on Deal Road in Warrenville.
Okay, and it was a packed theater?
Oh, yeah, Friday night. It was standing room only.
Wonderful. That's great. Great to hear. Cool. Thanks for your report, Mike. We're going to have to disagree on the Middle East. I got to move on. Oh, geez. Well, I wish I had 2 hours today, but we have to introduce. I don't know if our better check who called in, Joe, because we have to contact Heather Wilhelm of Americans for Limited Government. And I apologize to others. Maybe if you want to hold, we can get to you later. But I think the best thing to do right now is to break for a few messages. Joe, let's break, and we'll be right back with Heather Wilhelm. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support. Okay, we are back with Freedom Rings. I'm somewhat of an irate kind of John today, a little feisty, I guess. I don't know, maybe it's the heat. Maybe it's, well, whatever. I'll tell you what, we cannot, right now, cannot get a hold of Heather Wilhelm, unless she's calling right now, it might be. So we are going to, is that her? Oh, okay, well, now we do have her. we'll wait on the people calling in. Okay, let's welcome to the show now Heather Wilhelm with the Americans for Limited Government. Heather, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks for having me on.
What's your position with Americans for Limited Government?
I'm the Director of Communications here.
Okay, very good. And you're going to have a conference coming up in Chicago in mid-August?
We are indeed. It should be a great event. It's going to be on August 18 and 19, which is a Friday and a Saturday. Got some great speakers. Senator Tom Coburn is going to be speaking for the Saturday lunch. Suzette Kilo will be there. She's the plaintiff in Kilo versus New London. We'll have people from the Cato Institute, the National Taxpayers Union, and a bunch of great activists from across the country, along with some media personalities. So it should be a great event.
Terrific. I've got to warn you, Heather, I'm in a really feisty mood this morning.
Good.
When I read Americans for Limited Government, I see Tom Coburn's name, and some kind of disconnect happens in my mind. So I need to explain that to me. If I recall correctly, Tom Coburn is a big police state, big war conservative senator.
You know, we really applaud what Senator Coburn has done on the spending side, which is one of our key issues.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the rare senators who actually stands up and tries to fight this tooth and nail, and we really applaud what he's doing.
Do you care about the spending of the war, the $3 billion a day? Does he care about that?
Well, you know, I can't speak for him on that issue. Americans for Limited Government, we don't really take a position on foreign policy. We focus on spending. We focus on property rights. You know, that's sort of outside of our scope.
That's wonderful, Heather. But, you know, the main stage is foreign policy.
Well, you've got the wrong guest then.
I'm sorry. I don't mean I told you I'm just in a feisty mood, and
right.
I appreciate what you're doing on the other end on the eminent domain. And lowering spending, but I'm sorry, but there is a hypocrisy there. If you're focusing on spending, but you're not focusing on the spending on the war.
Well, you know, Ken, I think that we're all about building coalitions here. We're all about making real positive change across the country. And Senator Coburn has been a tremendous ally in working to cut government spending and fight pork barrel spending, which I think is worth applause, you know, no matter what your stand is on foreign policy. And I think most of the members of Americans for Limited Government would agree with that.
Would people be welcome to come to the conference and challenge Mr. Coburn on his position on the war as far as vis-a-vis spending? No, I think that's a valid question. I don't mean to be, you know, press the issue like this, Heather, but I'm just wondering if he's going to be welcome to other points of view or if this is going to be another preach to the choir thing.
You know,
I know you weren't expecting all this, and I apologize, Heather. I'm in a horrible mood lately.
Look, it's Monday, and it's another Monday, yet another, you know, me reading through the paper, seeing a lot of biased reporting. So I'm sure we're in the same sort of crotchety mood. But you know, what our conference is all about is something tremendous that's happening across the country, and something that's very positive. As you know, a lot of people across the country are very disillusioned with politicians, and they're very disillusioned with the political process, and rightly so. And what we're all about and what I think is tremendous and what I think is positive is that we work with local groups in different states to use the initiative process. And what that does is puts issues straight before the voters. There's no, you know, there's no backhanded agenda. There's nothing going on. But what do the people think about these issues? What do the people think about stopping out of control spending? What do people think about eminent domain abuse? These are very real issues.
Mm-hmm. And in about six or more states, or the eight states in this country, have passed medical marijuana laws. And the federal government, the Republican administration, federal government, has put, and the Supreme Court has decided that the initiative process doesn't matter, Heather. That the federal government has jurisdiction and they can control whatever people want about medical marijuana.
Now, Ken, you sound like a bit of a pessimist to me.
I'm a little bit irritated at the same old in our freedom movement that's going nowhere, and it makes apologies for Republicans.
You know, I disagree with you. I think that I think that there are very positive things going on, and I think Americans for Limited Government is leading the way on that.
That's wonderful. My question is, Heather, how do we combat? Why should we keep on doing the same thing and pushing initiative movements when the Supreme Court's saying it doesn't matter? How do you address that issue? That's my question. I think it's a valid question.
I think it is too. And actually, one of our partner groups in Montana is doing a judicial recall measure, which will take care of the, just that. If you have judges who are legislating from the bench rather than interpreting the law, the people can recall them. I think that that's an excellent initiative, and that's something that could be spread across the country. You know, these states are laboratories for reform, and that's the power of working from the states up. You know, you look at the federal government, it's incredibly daunting. And, yes, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, but what we found is working on the state level, blocking and tackling, working with local groups, putting the taxpayers back in charge, you can make a positive difference. And I think that's reason for optimism. And I think that the response that we've gotten on the ground from, you know, our local partners is just tremendous. I think people are working hard to make a real difference. That's my take on it. But, yeah, for it is a little troubling when you deal with judges who don't seem to quite respect, you know, the law, but again, there are good practical ways that you can tackle that problem, like judicial recall.
Well, I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. Unfortunately, we can't do that short of impeaching and removal of office of Supreme Court judges, and I don't think we're there yet, again, because I think the Republicans are so hypocritical about their positions about freedom. I don't see that happening any time soon. On the positive side, I have noticed lately, over the weekend, that Ohio State Supreme Court has ruled that eminent domain for private use, just to get more tax revenue, is unconstitutional.
Right, which is tremendous. I mean, that was a really outrageous case. The couple there had a beautiful house, which was basically getting yanked away to flat out bring more tax revenue to the state, which is scary, and it's wonderful that the Ohio Supreme Court recognized that.
That's why I'm thinking of moving to Ohio. I mean, to me, that's a litmus test. That'll never happen here in Illinois. I'm sorry, I hate to sound so pessimistic, but you have to understand the culture in Illinois. I don't know if you do or not.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could talk all day about Illinois.
The only good thing that's happening is that Patrick Fitzgerald seems to be trying to clean a lot of things up here in Illinois, the U.S. attorney.
And actually, you know, one of the panelists at our conference is a writer named Dennis Byrne, who writes a lot for the Chicago Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
And he's phenomenal on, you know, political corruption and following, you know, the city that works. So he should have some interesting things to say about that as well.
So when is this? Is this August 17th through 19th?
Mm-hmm. And there's panels all day on Friday. There's a dinner on Friday night, you know, if you can't get out of work. And then Saturday there's panels and the finale lunch, which should be great. And if if anyone's interested, our website is getliberty.org. You can sign up online.
How much does it cost?
It's actually a pretty good deal. We've got $50 for the entire conference, which includes lunch and includes cocktails and dinner and all the panels.
Wow, that's a very reasonable price.
Yeah. So we're all about spreading the liberty, Ken.
Well, that sounds great. I'd like to invite the listeners to call in at 847-931-1410. Do you have any questions about, I suppose, let's see, spending, government spending, eminent domain? I know Mike Tanner from the Cato Institute is going to talk on health care. Was he privatizing health care or medical savings accounts? What is he going to talk about?
He's going to talk about, his panel is actually called Does Anyone Care About Limited Government Anymore?
Oh, okay.
I didn't know so I'm sure he'll wrap a little bit of that in as well.
Okay. We're here at 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. I'm Kenneth John. We're talking with Heather Wilhelm, the Communications Director for the Americans for Limited Government. I don't know, do you call yourself a libertarian think tank or not? Do you avoid it?
You know, we call ourselves nonpartisan. We we really, you know, as you know, the political parties are pretty unprincipled right now. But we just want to bring people in. I think that a lot of people agree in the principles of limited government. So we're, you know, we're all about building coalitions. I think a lot of taxpayers are frustrated with the current system and want to do something positive.
Okay. Well, I do see a lot of people who, in fact, I believe your chairman, Howie Rich, used to be very, very much active back in the 80s, early 80s, late 70s, in the Libertarian Party. But you're a shoe that you don't like that name.
Oh, I'm pretty ambivalent about it. I think it's fine. We don't like to draw lines where we don't have to. I mean, we just consider ourselves a nonpartisan group. We're welcoming to anybody who...
All right. Fair enough. It's just that, you know, your words have meanings, and it's a way to organize thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And what people like to try to, you know, I know you don't want to be pigeonholed, but if you had to choose between liberal and conservative and libertarian, where would you lean more?
Well, you know, me personally, I'm
in your group. Or you don't prefer to even...
Yeah, you know, I'd say we're, you know, we don't focus on social issues. We focus on economic and personal freedoms. So, you know, we're all about economic liberty. You know, we're focusing on the spending issue. We're focusing on property rights. We're focusing on school choice. You know, we don't really wander into the social issues that sometimes, you know, that really divide people and where the current Republican Party gets into a lot of trouble over, too. So that's how I would describe us, you know. We're really out there just trying to make a difference and unite people to make these states a better place to live. And I think that a lot of people agree that the government needs to be more limited, more accountable, and more responsible, and that's what we're all about.
At least on the economic side.
Yeah.
All right, we're here at 847-931-1410. Have any questions, comments, observations, perceptions? With Heather, give us a call. This is Freedom Rings. I will be back. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Ring Front Countdown. We're talking with the communications director for the Americans for Limited Government, a group evidently that is advocating limited government on as far as spending is concerned, but does not get into personal rights issues or foreign policy. To my chagrin, I have to say, but everybody has the right to spend their money in that fashion they want. Let's see, we do have one person on the line, Heather. Let's go to Wendell. Hello, Wendell.
Hello?
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 Yes, you're on.
How are you doing, Mr. Ken?
Oh, I'm in a mood today, Wendell. I'm in a mood today.
Well, I think you might be right about opposing this woman and her efforts to limit the funding for the American government and being against the people.
Oh, you're missing my point. I'm all in favor of limiting government funding. I just don't think they're across the board and even-handed enough on it.
Well, I think that we shouldn't limit our government because our great leader, Mr. Bush, needs the funding to carry out getting rid of these terrorists. We have a long road ahead of us. It's going to probably take years to take it. I just wish that Mr. Bush had the courage to use our bigger weapons.
Well, would you like to respond to that, Heather?
No, I really don't have a comment on that.
That's a real caller, by the way, Heather. I'm not playing.
I think that Mr. This woman is Heather. She's trying to limit government and only focusing on the issues of money in government.
Domestic spending, I believe.
Yeah, right. The extent of limiting our government, part of the problem is they don't have enough funds to get things done the way that they should. And so it's only kind of halfway done. And if they had the funds, we can get things done quicker and faster. And it's good that you, Ms. Heather, that you don't want to be libertarian because they're a losing party. They don't do anything. They never win. And it's probably best that you stay away from that. That's all. Have a nice day.
And that's probably why. So thanks for your call, Wendell. I appreciate it. Let's move on to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing today? And gals, I should say. You bring some good ideas out there, but I don't want to say I'm in Wendell's boat, but see, everybody's in favor of limiting things, until it comes to their little private little thing.
That's what separates, Jeff, a libertarian from others. We don't make that distinction.
I know one other libertarian, Ken, and you in the past have said this too, but it's fine and dandy to limit everybody else's stuff.
We're limiting government largesse to people. Let people have their own money and spend it the way they want. Period.
Well, I agree with that 100%. I mean, I'd love to not pay taxes. You know, I'd love to not pay taxes at all if I could get away with it. But I'm in favor of paying for some, just to have, you know, like fire department, rescue squads and stuff, being an ex-retired fireman myself.
Different issue.
Well, you know, how do you pay for emergency services?
Well, I'll let him tackle that.
I mean, that's one thing there. The other thing is, you know, we've kind of agreed on this, and, you know, a lot of my friends are taking their kids and taking them out of schools and doing homeschooling because we know it's crap. I mean, I personally think, and I'm in a product of a public school, it's crap. They don't teach you what you want to know. They want to push the kids through as fast as possible, you know, and then they use every excuse in the book for more money. I've been listening to this government and it, for the last 30 years say we need more money for education. Has it done any good? No. When are they going to get through their thick skulls?
All right, look, I've got a lot of people online. I want to let Heather respond to your point.
Sorry, buddy.
Well, you know, that's one of the strong components of these initiatives that we're helping local groups to try to pass is that they set a reasonable limit on government spending growth each year. It's a real common sense reform, and it'll force politicians to do what families do every day, which is a magical process called budgeting. And that's what we really need to return to, return to our government system, and that's what these initiatives do. So that's what we're working on this year to address that problem.
Of course, the federal government doesn't have to balance their budget, Heather.
Well, you know, maybe that's 2008 for us. Who knows?
So you're suggesting a constitutional amendment, federal constitutional amendment, that would be a balanced budget amendment?
Well, I'm just joking about 08, but, you know, I think that we need to be working on ways to make our politicians more accountable and to budget and to be responsible with taxpayer dollars.
Okay, let's move on. Thanks for your call, Jeff. We have Grace. Grace is off. Edna? John?
Yes.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, I guess.
Heather, where is the location of the conference?
The conference will be in Chicago at the Intercontinental Hotel.
Where is that?
It's on Michigan Avenue. If you want more information, our website tells all about it. It's at www.getliberty.org. And there's a big image you can click on. It's called the Action Conference. And that will give you the address and, you know, the time and all that.
Okay. And I have a question about, you said you're working with local groups. What groups are, or what are you doing here in Illinois? I mean, all of our referenda, statewide referenda, are only advisory in nature. So, I mean, there's no binding on the legislature.
Right, right. Well, as you probably know, Illinois is a very tough state. And we're working with groups in 12 states this year. And pretty much thinking about moving forward in a lot more in 2008. So that's still in the planning stages. But as you know, there are a lot of issues we could try to tackle here in Illinois that need addressing.
So there's nothing specifically going on in Illinois, just that you're located here?
Not at the moment, but that possibility is always open for the future.
Okay. I was doing some research on your group, and your critics call you AstroTurf activists.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any comment about that?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I think a lot of times we work with local groups and states, and the opposition, as you know, you may know, is pretty well funded. They're made up of a lot of people who have a vested interest in keeping state spending high, and a lot of times they don't want to talk about the issues because they know they'll lose, and so there's a lot of distraction tactics, and that's one of them. I can tell you personally, we have thousands of people across the country who have been involved in these initiatives, whether it's through, you know, well, actually, we've had 4 million signatures in these states. So, you know, in the end, in November, the voters in these states are going to decide these issues, and it doesn't get more grassroots or in state than that. So that's how, you know, I would respond to that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your call, John. Well, some people have, I don't know, for some reason. Grace said that, if you want to get back on, you get right back on. There's nobody else waiting right now, but they dropped off. I do apologize, Heather, because I do have a really bad attitude today, but I just wonder if, let's say we were able to get all the limited the domestic spending to a really good level so that we've got more money in our own pockets, you know, and life theoretically would be better, but if government's restricting everything I want to do in my, you know, in my own home, or how I do it, or if I can't, what good is making money if you can't make the choice yourself of what you can do and what you can't do?
Well, I'm not. Do you want to be a little more specific?
Well, what I'm suggesting is that personal rights and economic rights are intertwined, and you cannot separate them.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me to be an exercise in futility, my humble, not so humble opinion, mm-hmm. To just focus on domestic spending, because even if you succeeded in every aspect of what you're trying to do, it's not going to make any difference. You've got a fascist government that's telling you that it licenses you in every aspect of your lives, that tells you what you can and can't do, which tells you whether or not you can smoke a little bit of marijuana in your own home, or if you want to visit a prostitute, if that's your inclination, or whatever. Or read what right-wing conservative Christians call pornography. I'm not saying I do any of these things. That's not the point. In America, we're supposed to be free to choose to do these sort of things. I thought that's what our founding fathers pledged their lives, fortune, and sacred honor for, not just for having a little more money in your own pocket, when it doesn't matter when you're being told what to do. So I'm suggesting that your group is a little bit... It's not focusing on the whole issue, the whole, you know, what really would change things for better as far as liberty. You said getliberty.org. Well, I don't think I'm going to get liberty just if I have more money in my pocket.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, respectfully disagree with you on that, you know, and you're free to have your opinion on those issues. But where we're coming from is I think that two of the most important issues this year are out-of-control state spending and property rights. I think that there's no more essential freedom than property rights. I think that's fact. And out-of-control spending is something that if we don't get a handle on right now, we are going to be in big trouble in the future. And I think that impacts everybody. I think that unites everybody. I think that property rights literally hits home with people. I think it unites people across party lines. I think it unites people from all walks of life. And that's why it has such power. And this is a real change that we can make today. And I think those, I disagree with you. I think that those two issues are two of the most important ones that are pressing this country.
Well,
right
I
now.
Applaud what you're doing about trying to restore what you consider our property rights in this country, vis-a-vis especially the eminent domain issue. But I'm sorry, but I don't think I have property rights if the government has to regulate every aspect of what I do with my so-called property. There really isn't. I'm playing games at having property rights. Oh, yes, it's better than just them being able just to come in and take it. I'll agree with you there. But I just don't think you go far enough in your definition of property rights by not focusing on individual rights, too.
Well, yeah. You know, you're definitely free to have your opinion, and that's, you know, I respect that, but I'm going to, you know, go ahead. That's just not what our organization is about.
That's fine. You have every right to pursue whatever you want. I just don't think, I do think the eminent domain issue is key. I'll agree with you there. I think that is really key. I just wish that there would be at least a little bit of, what's the phrase I want to use? You just give a little fodder to the rest of it. Instead of trying to avoid it like the plague. To me, it loses credibility when you do that. We're talking with Heather Wilhelm. She's the Communications Director for the Americans for Limited Government. And if you have any questions, comments, there's still time, give us a call at 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News,
environment, and climate news, and the Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Ring. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Ring, and thank you for your support.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Okay, we are back with Freedom Ring, and we're talking with Heather Wilhelm, Americans for Limited Government. Heather, I know I've been kind of haranguing quite a bit, so I want to give you a chance. If there are things that you wanted to get on the air that you haven't, just go ahead right now.
Oh, well, you know, I just wanted to, you know, let your listeners know that we are having our conference on August 18 and 19, and would love people from the Chicago and Illinois area to drop by if they can. I think it'll be a lot of interesting perspective on where we're going through 2006 and working for a more limited, responsible government. And again, our website is www.getliberty.org, where you can sign up for various email newsletters and things like that.
Okay, very good. I'm thinking if I can get arrested by the federal government without being charged with a crime, without a warrant, without being held incommunicado, without having an attorney, whether or not they take my property too, does that really matter?
Well, I hope that does not happen to you.
Yes, but it happens to American citizens. That's the point, Heather. To me, that's just so much more important these days, the Patriot Act. It's just as important. Let me put it this way. It's not that the eminent domain issue. The eminent domain issue is extremely important. But I think that the Patriot Act is just as important. It is so unconstitutional. It's so un-American. And it is happening to American citizens. And I think that's something that we should all be concerned with. And I really wish the people who have the means, like Ed Crane and Howie Rich, would think the same way. And Eric O'Keefe.
Well, you know, I'm personally very proud of the work that we're doing and the work that our grassroots partners are doing. And I think that this 2006 is going to be a huge year.
In what sense?
I think it's going to be a huge year in the sense that we have millions, literally millions of people coming together to hold their politicians accountable on the issues of spending and property rights. You know, I mean, talk about outrageous. You have the Supreme Court ruling that a local government can take someone's home, business, or church because they want more tax revenue.
It is, it's absolutely outrageous.
And stopping
I agree
that
with you.
Is going to be a tremendous
Where are we going to stop that? Can you name some states where we're stopping that?
You know, there are, we are working with local groups to pass initiatives in, we're in Arizona, California, Nevada, Washington, Idaho, Montana. There's an initiative in Michigan.
Do you have any prognosis of that? What states will pass a strong anti-eminent domain law?
Well, you know, we're optimistic and we're hoping for the best in all of them. You know, because what, like I said, this issue really touches people and they're getting tremendous support out there.
Okay.
So.
Heather Wilhelm, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. On to the quotation of the week, and this from Revolutionary War writer Thomas Paine. It is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from his government.